Vox Quick Hits.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Emily, and before we get to today's show, one quick thing. A big part of what makes this show special is you, our listeners. That's why we would like you to help plan for our future by filling out a short survey. Your responses will help us understand who is listening, what kinds of content our audience is looking for, and hopefully how we can reach even more people. Go to vox.com/survey. That's vox.com/survey. And if you could enter in the comment box that Emily Vanderwerf is the reason you listen to Vox podcasts, I would say thank you. But just fill out the survey. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome back to What to Watch, the podcast where we tell you, well, what to watch. I'm Alyssa Wilkinson. I am Vox's film critic.
I'm Emily Vanderwerf. I'm Vox's critic at large.
Emily, it is the weekend and I am so glad. Sometimes on the weekend I just sit down in front of the TV in my wonderful air conditioning and I just watch the trashiest show about either a gymnast or a dancer or an ice skater that I can find on Netflix. And it turns out there's a whole lot of those and the algorithm keeps serving them to me. And I love that it doesn't make me think too hard and it lets me feel like I'm partaking in some crazy story.
Well, I like to watch the show that I made, which is called Sherry Tumbles. It's about a girl who's a dancer and an ice skater and a gymnast. But
sounds perfect.
When I can't watch Sherry Tumbles, I like to watch a comedy. Usually my wife and I will sit down and just like pull up a short-run comedy that has, you know, just a few episodes. We can get through most, if not all of it, in a weekend, even in a night. And so, like, I thought maybe I would recommend some of those comedies to our listeners who maybe don't have access to my show, Sherry Tumbles.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, tell me, what is your first pick for a great comedy to watch in a weekend?
This is actually one I just watched last weekend. It's called We Are Lady Parts, and it's on Peacock.
That is me, 26, Capricorn, finishing a PhD in microbiology. And this is Lady Parts, a confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Our sound is thin. We need something more. We need lead guitarist.
We don't need a wanky, self-indulgent guitar soloist jizzing all over our songs.
This decided.
Who'd have thought that our orbits were soon to collide?
So this is a show about an all-Muslim female punk band in London. It is just like a really interesting show on the level of it's taking us into a world that television rarely depicts. And like by that, I do mean, you know, the world of Muslim folks, because that's not a religion we see portrayed on television very often. But I also mean like the world of punk bands, because how often is television about like the struggles of making it as a musician? Yeah, we've had shows like that in the past, but few of them have been as well observed or with as many good songs as We Are Lady Parts has. This show is from Nida Manzoor. She is a British television director who this was kind of her first shot at actually creating a show. And it's really warm and funny. And I love the cast in it. Here's like a thing that I have noted from watching this show as a queer woman with my wife. The two lead characters here, named Amina, who is a girl who's trying to be more of a proper Muslim, but also like explore her own interests, who gets drawn into the punk band Lady Parts. And then Syra, who kind of has all the rock star energy of the group, if you know what I'm talking about. The show sort of positions them as like would-be best friends. And I am here to tell you as a queer woman that they way overshoot and they just land on these two should be kissing immediately. And yeah, that's a thing that I have noticed about this show. They have amazing chemistry, whether as friends or as I mean, it's TV. You can ship them as something else. But this show does touch on queer sexuality. It does touch on issues of religion. It does touch on issues of like where all of those things intersect. And yeah, I think it's terrifically fun. It is just 6 episodes. Each is about 25 minutes long. It's on Peacock. And if you don't subscribe to Peacock, it is on the free version of Peacock that will add ads into every episode. So you're looking at around 3 hours to watch the whole thing.
That's awesome. That's about the length of a Lord of the Rings movie. All right. So what's next?
This is one of my favorite shows on TV right now. It's Mythic Quest on Apple TV Plus.
I love this show.
This is where the magic happens.
Hey, can I get a coffee?
I'm coming, Ian!
Everybody has that game that they fell in love with because they make an impact. Those games were somebody's legacy. Well, this is my legacy.
Our legacy.
Our legacy, whatever.
It's not my legacy.
Mythic Quest is set inside a video game studio that makes the game. Hold on, you guessed it, Mythic Quest. It is about the conflicts between the people who make this game, the creatives, the business people, the producers. It's from Rob McElhenney, who brought you It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He co-created the show with Charlie Day, one of the other folks from It's Always Sunny, and then Megan Gantz, who I still remember fondly from having written some of the very best Community episodes back in the day. And the cast is just full of terrific comedic ringers. McElhenney plays the lead character, who is Ian. Yes, spelled like Ian, but pronounced Ian. And he is like this pompous, egotistical blowhard of like a video game designer. And yet he is kind of a genius. He can sort of back it up. The second lead here is played by Charlotte Nickdow, and her name is Poppy Lee, and she is one of my favorite characters in all of television because she is both, you know, a really fascinating exploration of what happens when a woman tries to succeed in a male-dominated field, and also like kind of a savage satire of how women trying to succeed in a male-dominated field often like step on other women who are beneath them. But this cast has just got so many people in it. F. Murray Abraham is here. Danny Pudi from Community is here. And then like Ashley Birch, whom I remember from being in a bunch of YouTube videos called Hey Ash, What You Playing, is here. Like, there's just a wonderful cast that cuts kind of across the history of film and television. And this show is funny, and also occasionally it will just drop an episode that absolutely leaves you like kind of gutted and sad. It's such a great mix of tones, and I really love this show. So if you're looking to watch it, it's on Apple TV Plus. Right now there are 20 episodes, 2 seasons of 9 episodes each, and then there's 2 specials that are between the 2 seasons, including like the only good episode of TV that was filmed during the pandemic on video conferencing software. It's really something to see.
I love Mythic Quest a lot, and I think it has some of the best episodes of TV that I've ever seen. And I think like people who really like The Office or a show like that would be into it. And you don't have to play video games to like Mythic Quest.
Yeah, yeah. It's the closest thing there's been to Community since Community went off the air.
Totally agree. All right, Emily, so what is your third pick?
My third pick is Feel Good on Netflix.
I've never been on a date with a girl before.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So then would you say that you've ever kissed a girl?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not a Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh. So I exclusively date Mormons.
Oh. Well.
Feel Good is another British series, along with We Are Lady Parts. It is a show created by the Canadian comedian Mae Martin and Joe Hampson, and it's a semi-autobiographical romantic comedy. Like, it's kind of about the things that happened in Mae's life. And the core of the story is about the relationship that develops between the character Mae, not the creator Mae, and this girl, George. And it's the first time George has ever been in a relationship with what she perceives as another woman. And then the show kind of opens up and explores some other territory, including addiction and loss and George's like sort of shame over her queer romantic longing. And then also it gets into a really interesting dissection of gender. And I'm not going to tell you what that means within the show because it would be kind of a spoiler. I am going to say that Mae Martin herself is non-binary. She uses both she and they pronouns. I've defaulted to she for this because the character Mae still uses she pronouns, so it's less confusing. But I think it's fascinating to watch sort of the media try to discuss this show and being like, it's a love story between two women. And like, I've fallen into that trap too. It is very interesting to watch what this show has to say about gender. And there are so few non-binary people making television right now. And like, that this is a good show and a fantastic romantic story on top of that is really fascinating to me. So Feel Good, it has 2 seasons of 6 episodes each, so 12 episodes, and each is about a half hour long, so you're looking at 6 hours on Netflix. Oh, and as a bonus, Lisa Kudrow plays Mae's mom.
Well, I am here for anything that Lisa Kudrow is in, which reminds me what my pick would probably be, although this is very dark, and I've mentioned it on this podcast before, which is The Comeback, which you could totally watch in a full weekend on HBO. I think it's like 18 episodes, but it will put you in a dark place and also a very funny place, and it stars Lisa Kudrow. Well, Emily, those are amazing picks. And as the summer heat continues, I think it's great that we have a couple of options for when you just need to stay inside and cool off.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We hope you enjoy a full weekend of comedy. Please remember to email us and ask us your questions. We are so sad that you're not emailing us.
But I am sad.
We're sad.
I am sad.
Yeah. Email us. We want to hear from our friends on the podcast feed. You can reach us through our producer, Taylor Macon, Taylor like Swift, dot... May like the month, can like the soup at voxmedia.com. Special thanks to Melissa Pones and Hemlock Creek Productions for engineering this episode, and we'll be back next week. Emily, have you ever watched a super depressing show in one weekend?
Oh, absolutely. I do this all the time. That's like my preferred method of consuming content. And actually, the last depressing show I watched in one weekend was season 2 of Sherry Tumbles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope that she had a good time dancing and skating and tumbling all at once.
Yeah, and she confronted her depression.
Of course.